Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us for SPIRIT, the Stimulating Program Initiative for Retirees that inspires the way. I'm Judy Steinig, Director of Community Programs for the Orthodox Union, and it's my honor to coordinate and host this program. SPIRIT was started several years ago as an on-site program, and now we're happy to present it as an online program for retirees, not yet retirees, empty nesters, baby boomers, sandwich generation parents, and seniors, everyone who is looking for educational, intellectual, and spiritual growth. Now, during the pandemic, SPIRIT has become the perfect way for each one of us to engage in a virtual setting. Today, we are very happy to welcome back Rena Yudkowsky, MSW, to the SPIRIT program. Rena is a professional memory coach and geriatric social worker, and the founder of Memory Matters. She teaches online memory improvement courses to midlifers and seniors. She presented several times over the summer to a packed house in SPIRIT with each presentation, and all of those presentations can be found in the SPIRIT archives. Today's topic is how to quiet your mind for better memory. It's a pleasure and honor to turn the SPIRIT Forum over to Rena Yudkowsky. Thank you everyone for joining us.
Thank you so much. And thank you for joining me today. I'm gonna assume that some of you have heard my talks in the past. So we're doing a brand new talk today, how to quiet our mind and how to help calm our mind. Now, what's the connection between that and memory, you might ask? This is one of the questions we get a lot. Like when I'm asked about recall, a lot of people say to me, how can I recall well-known information? And I go through a couple techniques, but the very first technique is some deep breaths, okay? So when you get to a point, we'll call it a senior moment or a time where you're having a hard time recalling something, it could be as simple as where your keys are, what you went to the fridge for, or the name of someone. And I always tell people the first thing you wanna do is a couple deep breaths. Why? Because we want to calm our mind down and quiet a bit so that we can focus on what we're trying to recall. And we need oxygen to the brain. So sometimes that alone is so helpful. So the first thing you do when you're having a senior moment is a couple deep breaths. And we're going to talk about today how to quiet our mind. And quiet is an acronym. We'll get to that in a minute. I have some slides I'll put up. So our minds are very busy, right? Even if you're retired, I'm pretty sure your mind's working overtime, working really fast, right? You have a long to-do list, a lot of people you might want to reach out to. And even if we're locked inside our homes, most of us probably have a long to-do list of things that when we have time for, we're going to get around to, right? So whether it's cleaning, whether it's decluttering. So we want to find a way to calm our mind down so that we can focus better. Because if any of you followed me on any of my other webinars, I talk a lot about focus because we blame our memory on what's really not memory problems, but focus problems. If I cannot focus at the task at hand because my mind is so busy, there's no way I can remember, right? So this is why it's so important. And we live in a day and age where there's so much information coming at us. Life is like busy and noisy. If you have any amount of technology in front of you, it might be a phone, a tablet, a computer, or any other devices, or all or any of the above, you have a lot of noise in your life, right? You have dinging from notifications, whether it's social media, you might've just heard my email ding. I'm sorry, I didn't turn that off. Email, Facebook, LinkedIn, WhatsApp. Oh, the list goes on. I don't know how connected everyone is here, but what does all that do to us? On one hand, it's great because it keeps us all connected, right? On the other hand, it makes our brains go in a couple directions at once, right? You hear the phone ring and then you hear the notification. It's like, what do I answer first? So what we end up doing to ourselves is splitting our attention, right? And our brains are on overdrive. And I want to talk about why we need to calm our brains down and quiet them down for them to work better. So we sometimes get stuck in what's called the monkey mind. You ever heard the term monkey mind? Sort of like our mind gets stuck in this endless loop of sometimes it's negative thinking, sometimes it's negative self-talk. I talk a lot about self-talk. Things like You might say to yourself, I can't remember that, or I'm too old to remember. And when our mind goes through the loop of negativity, guess what? You can't remember because you just convinced yourself of that. So we need to find a way to get out of that monkey mind, that monkey mind that, you know, the mind is swinging around like a monkey all over the place, and we can't focus on what we're trying to do. A lot of people complain to me about this. They tell me, oh, I've been ADD for many, many years. So what's going to change now, right? What's going to change is that we actually have some tips and strategies to calm our mind that are going to really help us. It's going to help us focus, which is really going to help our minds. We're going to feel more focused. We're going to feel more centered. So let's talk about how to do that. And neuroscience tells us that when we give our minds a break, we actually increase the creativity and productivity. So that might be different than what we thought. We might have thought, oh, if I just keep doing, right, keep trying to check things off my to-do list, I'll accomplish more. But what's the news here is that we actually need to give our minds a break in order for them to work. I want you to think about the last time you had a really, really, really good idea, like an epiphany, like a light bulb idea for any solution, for any problem in your life. Now think about, where were you when your mind came up with that solution? Just take a second and think about a time in your life recently they had a really good idea. I want you to think, where were you when you had that good idea? And I'm gonna guess it's in one of three places, Tom, and you can nod if I'm right. You were either in the shower, you were on vacation, or maybe you were about to fall asleep or sleeping. Is that true in any of the cases here? I can't see all your faces at once because there's so many people on here, which is amazing. It's so much fun to talk to a lot of people. I love it. But unfortunately, it's not like a live stage where I could see everyone at once. So those are the three times that you are going to be most creative. Guess what? It's what? When your brain is resting, not when your brain is super powered, right? Vacation, in the shower, or about to fall asleep or sleeping. Those are the three times that we often come up with the best ideas because our mind is calm, right? So that's the goal. We want to get to a place where our quiet time, the calming of our mind, produces insight and inspiration. So how do we do it? We're going to do a quick calming exercise now. I'm going to walk you through it. And then I'm going to tell you what the QUIET stands for, the acronym stands for. So whoever wants to take a moment, I want you to, you can close your eyes if you want, either your video on or off. We're just going to calm our minds down with a couple deep breaths so you feel how good it feels. Okay, so stop what you're doing. If you're in the middle of doing five things, stop. And just sit in, if you're not sitting, take a seat, relax your body, relax your shoulders. You can close your eyes and just bring your awareness to inside your body. You can even put your hand over your heart if you want. Sometimes putting your hand over your heart centers your whole system. And take a deep breath and just observe it. You don't have to manipulate it. You don't have to change it. Just take a deep breath and observe your breath. Sometimes we forget to breathe. Did you notice that? We forget to take a deep breath. Ask yourself, what do I want right now? And what am I grateful for? We're about to go into a new Gregorian year, right? The new Gaius year calendar very soon. And just feel grateful for something that happened this year. I know it's been a hard, hard year, but I'm sure you can come up with one thing to be grateful for. And just breathe normally and just let it happen. Think about what you need now and what you're grateful for and take another deep breath. Just breathe into that. And you can open your eyes. And how do you feel? I know you can't answer me because there are too many people on to unmute, but I bet you feel a little calmer, a little more centered. So peace of mind, peace and quiet is a precious commodity these days for some people, right? So our brain is like a supercomputer. We want to create the peaceful mind that we need to reinstall. One of the things that helps us do this is nature. There's actually some interesting research that shows that getting out in nature is so, so good for the brain. Now, it's not only good because you're exercising, that's number one, Number two is the sun and the air, which is good for us, which a lot of us are starved from because we've been inside so much. And the nature though, the green. There's been research that shows that when you're out in nature, your mind can really calm and stimulate at the same time. That's the cool thing. It can calm down, but yet like grow and be stimulated at the same time. They actually suggest, surprise, surprise, to turn off your phone. When you go for a walk in nature, to get the best benefit, actually don't talk on the phone. Don't listen to a podcast. I know people like to do that because it makes it more interesting, or it's their time to listen to their shiur or their lecture. But actually they say to get the full benefit of nature and the green for your mind, turn off your phone. That's interesting. Peace of mind isn't something you have, it's something you create. We can create peace of mind. We can create a good memory. People say, oh, I wasn't born with a good memory. And I always say, really now, is that true? Or people say, I can't remember names. Really? I don't believe that. I don't really let people get away with that anymore, being that I do what I do, because I see people have incredible capabilities to remember names and numbers and lists of things that they thought they couldn't do. So just like you don't have a bad memory, you can create a good memory. People say, I don't have a good memory. No, you can create a good memory. So we can create peace of mind. It's not something we're born with. Yes, some people's personalities are more easygoing than others. I know that. But we can all create more peace of mind, more calmness in our brains that increase our focus and memory ability. Okay, I'm gonna share my screen now. Second. Okay. So this is just my website and my email. You're welcome to write that down. My business is called Memory Matters. Sorry, I just put that as the first slide. My website is renayudkowski.com, and you can email me at rena@renayudkowski.com. Okay, here's the quiet. Okay, so we're going to use the acronym QUIET, and this is from Jim Quick. Jim Quick is a memory, he teaches memory and speed reading, and he has this great acronym, QUIET, to help us calm our mind down. So the Q stands for question. I didn't write everything that I'm about to say on a slideshow. I just wanted to put this down so you can copy it and you can take notes. So questions. Questions are the answer. By asking ourselves some questions and tuning in, we can get some great answers from ourselves, from our own insight and intuition. So questions that focus your thoughts. Here are some ideas. And you don't have to ask yourself all of these. I'm just giving you ideas of what you can ask yourself to help center and calm your mind. Who am I? What do I need right now to feel calmer or to feel calm? What am I grateful for? What do I live for? Like, what excites me? This is especially important if you're feeling sort of down or unfocused in general. Like, you're just not really sure, like, what's next? And you can feel that at any point in life. Ask yourself, what am I living for? What really excites me? Like, what gets me out of bed in the morning? And if I don't want to get out of bed in the morning, why? And what would get me out of bed in the morning? So these are just some questions that you can ask yourself to focus your thoughts and filter out the noise that might be cluttering your brain. What makes you happy? What is the most delightful thing you've seen today? What helps you release the tension, the physical tension in your body? And in order to figure that out, you sort of have to be aware of the physical tension in your body, which sometimes we don't even realize is going on. We don't even realize we're holding it in our neck or our stomachs, right? So ask yourself some questions to focus your thoughts. And I use this when I feel ADD, when I feel all over the place and I'm not really sure what to do next. I don't really know whether to go pay that bill or answer or return a phone call or check my email. And it's like, oh, help, right? I sort of ask myself some of these questions. What would make me feel most productive right now? And the answer might be going and taking a nap, right? And not doing any of the things I just said. So ask yourself some questions to get some answers that are going to help you find the insight within yourself to focus. Okay, the U. The U is unplug. And here's a good saying. Disconnect in order to reconnect. Sometimes in order to reconnect with ourselves or to reconnect with our spouses or to reconnect with our family members, We have to disconnect. And I mean disconnect from, social media, technology, phones. That's really what I'm talking about. Disconnect in order to reconnect. Our minds are under like heavy assault these days from everything coming in. So we want to take a break from all that technology. And whether it's at night, which is a great suggestion, a lot of people tell me that when they turn off their phones at night, they can sleep better. And it's even like not right when you go to sleep, but like even a couple hours before you go to sleep, stop looking at your phone, stop looking at the computer. The blue light does something to disturb our sleep. And a lot of people have told me that when they wind down or stop looking at their devices a couple hours before bed, they actually sleep better. So we want to try to sort of set some boundaries with some of the technology. So unplug as much as possible. In fact, I was doing a coaching call last night with my members of membership, which I'll tell you about later. And one of the ladies said something really interesting that I had not thought about. She said, she was always wondering why Friday night she slept the best. She just had such a good sleep Friday night. And she always thought it was just because of Shabbat. And maybe it is. But she realized that Friday night is the only night that she wasn't like on her phone till late at night. And she realized she was sleeping so much better. And she put two and two together and she decided to implement that during the week. And she really tries to get off her phone earlier. And she finds that it helps her sleep better. So that was an interesting observation. So the U is unplug. The I is, there's one piece of research I wanted to tell you about. Stanford University, there's some research from Stanford University that found that people who walk in nature, remember I talked about nature before, and this is part of the unplug, when you unplug and you go for a walk in nature and you take a break. So the Stanford University research found that participants who walk in nature had lower blood flow to parts of the brain that cause rumination. Rumination is when we're like obsessed with how sad we are, how depressed we are, or how disconnected or bored or whatever. And we ruminate about that. That's the monkey mind in the negative loop, right? So when we go out for a walk in nature, less blood flow goes to the part of the brain that's in charge of rumination, which means we're not going to be doing that so much. So that's an interesting one. The I is integrate. Sorry, I'm just gonna take a drink. Integrate. Let's talk about sensory integration. If you remember when I did my talk on focus a couple months ago in the summer, we talked about senses and how senses can help us encode a memory. And we said that the more senses you use to encode that memory, the more likely you are to actually remember what you're trying to remember, right? So this is sensory integration. Now, sensory integration can help us be more aware of what's going on in our body, which is going to help us focus our thoughts and remember better. So sensory integration, what is it? It's the process by which we receive information through our senses and organize it to participate in daily life. Now we have the five senses you know about, right? It's seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching. But there are two more that we talk about that have to do with calming ourselves. And that is vestibular sense. The vestibular sense is our movement and balance. And movement and balance can really help us relax, and we'll get to exercise in a minute, so I don't want to talk about exercise, but movement and balance. And then the other one is the proprioception sense. Proprioception is like when you feel where your body is in space. It's the awareness of the amount of space your body's taking up and where different parts of your body are connected. So this is interesting because we don't always pay attention to that, right? We sort of like ignore that, but this is all part of the sensory input. So like, for example, people that are claustrophobic, they're very aware, right? They get very anxious because they're very aware of space and their body, and they feel like, pressured or crushed. So scientists know that it's possible to regulate how aroused we are through our five senses. And we can use techniques like dimming the lights, right? We know that dimming the lights is going to help calm us down. If you want to get ready to go to bed, you dim the lights. Or sitting under a weighted blanket, right? They do this with children with sensory integration issues. You can sit under a weighted blanket. It helps people feel safer, calmer, and quiets them down. or even listening to natural sounds, water, the sea, the water running. Think about, just imagine for a second sitting at the beach and how calming the sound of the waves are. That's all sensory integration. So what we're trying to do is get out of that monkey mind that's going all over the place and into our body so that we feel calm, so that we can focus on what we want to remember. And this could take a second or 10 seconds or a minute. You can spend as much time doing this as you want till you feel focused and centered. You can also try yoga. I'm sure a lot of you practice yoga. And as you know, some people have told me, yoga has made the world of difference in their brain health, in their physical health, in their feeling calmer. Yoga is an amazing, amazing tool to feel calmer. Another interesting thing about memory and recall and your body, your senses, and I know this to be true. Sometimes when you have a foggy brain, right? A foggy brain could be caused by many things. But I want to talk now about the physical senses that could be causing it. What about being tired? When you're super tired, you know that you can't focus on anything, right? If you read a book when you're tired and then you can't remember it and you say, why can't I remember it? Well, you need a nap. You need to go to sleep if it's late at night, right? Something as simple as a 20-minute nap can make all the difference in the world to your focus and memory. Hungry, dehydrated. Our brains cannot function properly if we don't have the right amount of water. Super important. The right nutrients, the right hydration, and sleep. And I could do a whole webinar on sleep, but we won't do that now. Or if you have to go to the bathroom, all of those things could be causing us a sensory, what I'll call a disquiet, or like feeling anxious in some way. And we don't realize that those sensory integration things are what's causing it until we like quiet it down, calm it down, take care of our needs. And then it's like, oh, I feel okay. I feel clearer. I feel sharper. I can remember what I want now. Okay, the E is exercise. I think I talked about this on one of the webinars I did in the past, and I'm sure you've had other speakers talk about the importance of exercise on the brain. I'll remind you that I'm sure I mentioned this in the past, but I'll say it again because it's so important. When we exercise, it creates a protein in our brain called BDNF. BDNF. It stands for brain-derived neurotrophic factor. So that's like a growth factor in our brain. That's what's going to make us grow new brain cells. So it's a growth factor in the brain, BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. And guess what? When you exercise, guess which part of the brain grows new brain cells? Right, the hippocampus. The hippocampus is what's in charge of memory and learning. So there is a serious connection here between exercise and memory. I'm sure you've seen the research. There's so much research on this. But we want more BDNF in our brain, right? We want growing new brain cells. And the thing that produces that, one of the things, is exercise. Also eating healthy, also not having a stressful life, trying to lower our stress, all those things help create more BDNF, which is like miracle grow for our brain. So exercise, again, I'm not gonna go into like what, where, how, because I'm sure you've had some talks on that. There's all sorts of exercises, and it could be as simple as a 20-minute walk. It could be as complicated as strength training and weight lifting, all that fancy stuff. But the point is that there's a serious connection between exercise and growing our hippocampus, which is the part of the brain that is associated with memory and learning. Now, to keep sharp, there's actually, Jim Quick talks about two things keeping sharp: running and reading. He says he loves to run and he loves to read. So running, we understand, we just said that's exercise. And reading, obviously, is cognitive stimulation. And as he says, leaders are readers. The big leaders, ask them how many books they've read recently, and they'll list a lot of them. And he does that as a plug for his speed reading stuff, because he teaches people to read really fast so he could read more books. So he said, leaders are readers. I like that one also. I like that quote. Okay, the T. The T stands for transcendental meditation. Now, it could be any type of meditation. We're using the T for transcendental, but transcendental is actually the non-religious type of meditation. But you really can do any type of meditation. Can I just say, I'm curious, by a show of hands, could you just raise your hand if any of you actually practice meditation on a regular basis? Doesn't have to be every day. Does anyone practice any type of meditation on a regular basis? I'm curious to see. I don't see too many hands going up. Okay, so we'll talk about meditation. Oh, two participants raised their hand. Great. Good. Okay. Okay, we see some. So what does meditation do for our brain? And this is interesting because there's also a lot of research on this. Now, meditation is actually not a new thing. It's an old thing, right? But what we're learning is the amazing, amazing effects it has on the brain and memory. So, and basically we can define meditation as any type of practice where you use a technique or mantra, thought, or an activity to achieve a calm state. So it could be breathing. You can do it on your own. You could do it with music. You could do it guided. There's lots of websites and apps. I'll just mention two, just because these are the ones that I've come across. There's an app called Headspace, and there's another one called Insight Timer. Insight Timer and Headspace. And you can use them for free to a certain point, and then at some point I think they charge you, but you can do a lot for free. And if you're like, no, meditation's not for me, but you just want to try a little bit, you just start with like a basic meditation where they walk you through some deep breathing. And it's amazing how in just a few minutes, you can totally calm your system down. So, so amazing. And what happens when you calm your system down is your brain clears up. So it's really cool. Okay. Here's a helpful quote. Peace does not mean to be in a place where there's no noise, trouble, or hard work. Peace means to be in the midst of all those things and still be calm in your heart. I'm going to say that again. Peace does not mean to be in a place where there's no noise, trouble, or hard work. Peace means to be there and to still feel calm in your heart. That's the work, is to still be in a, what we would call a balagan, but to still feel calm and still be able to think straight and focus on what we're trying to focus. In addition, when we're meditating, another thing you can add in that's really helpful are essential oils. So back to the senses, we're stimulating the sense of smell. You can use lavender oil, which is known to help us calm down and induce sleep. So for anyone that's having a hard time sleeping, I'm sure you've heard this, lavender oil is supposed to be very helpful. Now, it depends how worked up we are and how that monkey mind is going through the anxieties of the day, years, or lifetime. As to a little lavender oil, not going to help that much anxiety. But if you can get to the point where you can do some of these techniques to quiet your mind and calm your mind, then some lavender oil could really help you fall asleep and feel calmer. Okay. There was a UCLA study that showed that people who meditate show more gray matter in a particular region of the brain, and there are more connections between regions. So there's less age-related atrophy. So this is interesting. Again, people who meditate, this is a research from UCLA, people who meditate show more gray matter in particular regions and more connections in some of the regions of the brain and less age-related atrophy in the brain. So that's just the study proving that meditation does help. But anyone who does it, I think, can convince you how helpful it is and how good it is for the brain. The cool thing about meditation and yoga and things like even Tai Chi, if anyone practices that, is that it calms you, but also it opens the brain and stimulates the brain. So it's not like aerobic exercise. Like when you do aerobic exercise, that's very, very good for you. But that's like your, you know, everything's pumping and, you know, you're feeling the endorphins kick in and your body's moving fast and you don't feel calm. You're not supposed to feel calm when you're in the right aerobic exercise. The opposite though is true with meditation and yoga. It's an exercise, so it's good for your body, but it's also good for your brain by calming it, but also stimulating it. And you know, the neurologists say that those things are, the yoga and the Tai Chi are just so good for the brain because it's expanding, it's expansive, it opens up the brain. And whenever you try it, and anyone who's tried it, I think knows what that feels like. So let's just go over what quiet means with the quiet acronym. Q is questions. You're asking yourself a bunch, either one or two. You don't have to, not all the questions that I said. You could choose one or two that work to help calm yourself down and stay focused and centered and grounded, especially when you're feeling stressed or anxious or having trouble with recall. It's a really good technique to just calm you down. The you is unplugged. So we're going to disconnect in order to reconnect. So we're unplugging in order to keep our brains calmer. The I is integrate. So we want a sensory integration, right? Take all those things that are coming at us, the things we're seeing and smelling and hearing and feeling, and where our body is in space. And we're using all that to feel our bodies, to get out of our minds, to get into our bodies. And say, what do I smell now? What do I hear now? Especially if you're out in nature, stay focused on the beauty, the sound, the smells. This can be so, so healing in so many ways. And the E is exercise. Remember the link between exercise and growing our brain cells. And the T is transcendental meditation, but really it could be any type of meditation that you want to do. So when your brain is going all over the place, just practice a couple, it could be a couple seconds or a minute to bring your focus inward and meditate. It just calms everything down. Even just by a couple deep breaths, closing your eyes, couple deep breaths can make all the difference in the world. You know, sometimes you go through your whole day busy doing this, that task, cleaning, cooking, whatever you're doing. And you realize that, you know what? I didn't stop to breathe. I didn't stop to take a deep cleansing breath. And that's very powerful. Okay. So if anyone has any questions on anything I said so far, you can actually chat them and Revson Steining will forward it to me. I'm going to go on to a couple more things. First of all, I'm going to be doing another talk in a week and a half. We're going to go into a very practical memory technique, and I'm going to be teaching you how to remember a list of 20 words. Now, if you say that's impossible, come join me. It's not impossible. I'm going to teach you to remember a list of 20 words easily, and then you can apply that into other areas of your life for lists of words, items, things you want to remember. It's going to be super practical and really fun. So that is in about a week and a half, I think on Tuesday, we're doing that. So stay tuned for that. Come back for that. The next thing I want to tell you about is this, Remembership. So this is my 3-month membership program. It's called Remembership. That's a good one, right? Quite bright. I didn't come up with it. And what I've done is I made videos to send out every week to anyone that joins our membership, gets one short video a week with a memory tip, and the memory tip, a memory strategy, a technique, and a brain exercise. So every week you're doing a different challenging brain exercise and a video. And once a month we hop on a live coaching call. Now these videos talk about healthy brain foods. They talk about brain exercises. They talk about how memory works. They talk about internal and external techniques to help us remember. They talk about three techniques for recall. When you can't recall something, that's on the tip of your tongue. We talk about what else? How memory works, why we forget. We talk about the difference between normal and versus abnormal memory loss. What else is in there? A lot of good content. And the videos are short. So if any of you don't have time or energy to watch hour and a half long things anymore, these videos are 6 to 12 minutes. You can join at any point. It's called Remembership. The link is here, renaekowski.com/remembership. And the price is going up tomorrow. So you can join at any point. This is an ongoing thing, but the price is going up tomorrow. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to pressure you. It just happens to work out that a month ago when I launched this, I decided January 1st, the price is going up. So check out the website, that link, and you'll get all the information about what's in it and how it works. We already have a lot of members in there and they're loving it. I did a coaching call last night and one lady got on and said, okay, I made a list of things I want to thank you for. And I was like, really? You could be my press agent. She just like, yes, you taught this that helped me and you taught this that helped me and that helped me. And a lot of people feel calmer and more confident about their memory, which is my goal. Because once I convince you of how to focus better, then, and actually, oh, right, we have 4 videos in there about focus. So once I can convince you about that, you feel much calmer and more able to believe in your memory and feel more confident about it. So it's so I might have told you about my full course in the summer, but that course is long and more expensive. This is a much shorter bite-sized version and much cheaper. So take a look at that link. Join. You can join anytime, but if you, I'm basically giving people till Shabbos starts, whatever country you are, till Shabbos starts, you can get that cheaper price. And after Shabbos, we're raising the price. I'd love to have you on board. I'm really excited about it. I've been working on that for 3 months, recording all the videos and the brain exercises. The people are loving the brain exercises. They're saying it's so much fun and they feel like their brain is really getting a workout. So that is really exciting. And I'll just show you real fast, one second. I want to share my screen with something else. Hold on. There, that's what I want to share my screen, but I don't think you could see it yet. Let me 1 second. There. No, not that. Sorry, that one. Okay, sorry, I got to get the right thing to share. Okay. This is the link to that page. And she says, getting older does not equal losing your memory. So I like to bust some myths that sometimes we think that as we have to get older, we have to age a certain way. And we're going to, I'm going to prove to you that you don't have to age perhaps the way you thought. And we can make those senior moments much happier. So I'm just giving you a quick look of that page of what you get with membership here, the things you learn. And you can look at this when you have time. Right after this webinar tonight, tomorrow morning. So it's 12 training videos, 12 brain exercises, 3 live group coaching calls, and an exclusive WhatsApp group. And you can watch the videos over and over. And there, that's what it is. And I love this quote at the bottom. I got to say this quote at the bottom. Yeah, from Dr. Smith. At 95, your brain should be just as sharp as at age 24. When I heard her say that, I went, what? How's that possible? But then I've done a lot of research and I listened to her talk about aging and how their functional medicine doctors are reversing the aging process. And it's just so, so fascinating that there's a lot of new research out there, how we can, like I said, about the BDNF and growing new brain cells and all the exercise. And we really can choose how we age. And we get to choose our lifestyle factors that are going to help us age in a much, much healthier way. Okay, I want to turn to some questions. So one question already came my way. Revson Steining shared with me an email she got with a question that I'm going to address. I don't know who asked it, but it's probably the same question that a lot of people have. And then I'll check the chat and see what else is there. So the question came up about some brain healthy foods, which I know that you had a talk on, but real fast, I'm going to mention a couple of them for those of you that want to hear it again. Okay, some brain, the top, real fast, in 2 sentences, the top brain healthy foods. Ready? Olive oil and coconut oil, broccoli, green leafy vegetables, avocado, blueberries. I'll do this again if you need. Walnuts, chocolate with a high percentage of cocoa. So like 70, 80% cocoa, not the halavi, not the milchik, a dairy type. That has a lot of sugar in it. The high cocoa content for chocolate, dark chocolate, eggs. Believe it or not, eggs are one of those things that are really, really good for your brain because it has a lot of different vitamins and proteins in it. Okay, should I repeat that again? I'll repeat that list again in case that was too fast. Let's see if I can say it in the same order. Okay, oil, the healthy oils, the olive oil and coconut oil. What did I say after that? I think I said green leafy vegetables, avocado, walnuts. Oh, I forgot salmon. Put in salmon, tuna, the fatty fishes, because it's omega-3. I'm sure you've heard of that. And then I said blueberries, eggs. I think those are the top ones. So that's broccoli, right? Okay, I said that the first time. I didn't say that the second time. Thank you. Broccoli. And of course, all vegetables. All the vegetables you want to have. A variety of colors, right? They say eat vegetables from the whole rainbow of colors because the purple, like the purple cabbages have certain, you know, vitamins, and the red vegetables have certain other vitamins, and the green and the yellow and the orange. So you sort of want to do a rainbow of colors of your vegetables, but specifically the green leafy vegetables because we're talking about antioxidants, okay? That's I could do a whole webinar on food, but that's in one sentence. Brain exercises. Again, I did a whole train your brain, but someone asked about brain exercises. So I'm just gonna give you the bottom line principle, but actually the train your brain is in the archives that Reb Steinig mentioned. So it's called Train Your Brain, and you could search it probably under my name, Mina Yudkowsky. And that had a beautiful PowerPoint presentation with it that you can watch. But the bottom line is you wanna challenge your brain. So yes, crossword puzzles are good if they're hard for you, but if they're not hard for you, they're not challenging your brain. Sudoku's great. Jigsaw puzzles are great. They're all great, but each thing works a different part of the brain. And that's what we went through in the Train Your Brain webinar. So you wanna work out the whole brain. So just doing Sudoku all day is gonna do one part of the brain. So it's like just lifting bicep curls, just doing bicep curls. It's good for your biceps, but it's not good for your whole body. So you want a full brain workout. So you have to do that by doing a variety of exercises. And that could range from just playing chess to dancing to playing tennis, because those are good for coordination, to Sudoku and crossword puzzles and jigsaw puzzles, memory games, whether online or not, word games. So there's all sorts of things that are good for your brain. You just want to be challenging your brain and stimulating it. In my membership program, every week there's a different brain exercise. Some are words, some are math. They're all fun and challenging. So that's a little bit about brain exercises to answer that question. And then the other part of that question was about learning new things. Yes, you always want to be learning something new. Why? Because it creates new connections in the brain, right? How? So how are we going to learn new things? So I always say do something you enjoy. So if you really enjoy Jewish history, go online and take a course or watch a video of someone, Rabbi Wein, doing Jewish history. If you really enjoy math or chemistry or biology, go take a course or go research it. If there's a topic you always wanted to learn about and have never done, today online there's just so much available, and a lot of it's for free even. YouTube is an incredible, you can learn anything on YouTube, from how to feed goats to how to put up your own website. So find something that you really want to learn and go for that. So again, it could be a course. It could be with a friend. Maybe you could even learn, as we say, the charusa. You learn with someone. It could be a Torah topic. It could be a, secular subject topic. Really whatever interests you. But make sure it's stimulating. Make sure you enjoy it. And obviously, if there's a social component, even better, because socialization is also going to help our brain. And the more we socialize with other people, again, we're growing our brains, stimulating, making connections. So as much as possible, try to stay socially connected in whatever way you can. So that's a little bit more about learning new things. A new skill set. Maybe maybe you always wanted to learn a new language or a new hobby. Do it. It's so good for your brain to learn new hobbies, new languages. Creative things are very good for your brain. So the arts, anything in the arts, music, languages are all super stimulating for the brain. Okay, let me look at.
Okay, I have a couple questions over here. Yeah. Somebody wants to know, how bad is coffee for memory?
Okay, so it depends who you ask. Actually, a lot of people say it's very good for the memory. So there is research that says that coffee is great for the memory. I think we're talking about not pouring sugar in though. You don't want to be pouring sugar into that coffee. But coffee itself, there's a lot of research that shows that it's good for the brain. Now, I personally would not overdo, I would keep it in moderation. And you have to make sure that it doesn't, if you're drinking caffeinated, you want to make sure it doesn't interfere with your sleep. So if you're drinking caffeinated at 7 and 8 o'clock at night, and then you're going to tell me you have sleep issues, well, I've seen some research that says stop drinking your caffeine by even 1 o'clock. But it's individual, because some people are very, very affected by caffeine and some people are not at all affected by caffeine. So there's definitely research that says that it's good for you. Even a couple cups of coffee a day, which sounds like a lot to me. There is something in the coffee that is good for you. And I've seen some research that says it's the caffeine, and some research that says, no, it's the actual coffee that's good for you. So there's differing opinions on that, but they do say there's something good in coffee. So I don't, how bad is it for your brain? I think it's actually good for your brain. But again, without the sugar, not too close to bedtime, and don't overdo it.
Okay, someone made a comment when you were listing foods, they also listed Brussels sprouts, pomegranates, and collard greens.
Yes, so that's all the green stuff, and pomegranate, there's research as well that's good for you. Yes, yeah, they're all antioxidants. Those are all antioxidants. Yes, thank you.
Okay, so the rest of these, okay, so before we send out the recording, could you make this little list and we can just add it to the materials they'll get? The sure. List of, I'm not gonna ask you to repeat it again because you've done it twice, but if you could write it out for us this way, we could do that. Yeah. That was it. Okay, and somebody wants to know about accessing the archives. That will be in the, with the recording and with all the emails you get from us, there's always a link to the Spirit Archives, which will be even easier to get to when our web department finishes our Spirit page, but that's not happening yet. But right now, I'm happy to say we are archived through, I think, a week or two ago. And Rena's program today should be in the archives and probably, hopefully, within another week or so. So I haven't seen any more questions.
I got a couple.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Wait, was that it? So you don't have any more questions in front of you, right?
No, that's okay. It for me right now.
Okay, so I got a couple privately chatted to me. Someone said, I do meditation with IJS, the Institute for Jewish Spirituality. Oh, great. Has a class Monday. It's helped me since my auto accident where I hurt my head. Oh, that's so interesting. Amazing. Okay, question. Membership is till tomorrow, Erev Shabbos, or tonight? No, tomorrow. You can join your membership at that price until Shabbos tomorrow. Right after Shabbos. I'm in Israel. Right after Shabbos for me, like late Motzei Shabbos, early Sunday morning, I'll be changing all the prices. So you guys have till Shabbos in America. So hold tonight and tomorrow. Check out the website. What else? Someone wants to know the prices. Just go to that website. All the prices are on there. I could also, someone sent me her email. I can email it to you as well. If you want to join my email list, I didn't say this. If you want to join my email list to get whatever offers I have coming and whatever I offer my course or my You Name It, which is a masterclass on names, go to my website, which is renayukowski.com. And when you go there for the first time, there'll be a pop-up and you can put in your name and email address and automatically you'll be added to my list and you'll actually get a freebie, which is a PDF checklist of normal versus abnormal memory loss. People love it. It's really helpful. So even if you're not interested in a membership right now, you can get on my email list and I send out a lot of good content. And I have a Facebook group as well, which you can also get to from my website, renayukowski.com. And you can email me from there. You can get on my email list. You can join my Facebook group. Lots of ways to follow me, contact me. And I've been doing some really interesting like interviews with a neuropsychologist last week. And that is, where is it? Oh, I sent that out to my email list, but I can, if anyone is interested in that, I can send it to you as well. So a lot of interesting stuff. Just follow me. You'll hear a lot about memory. It's like I have like an endless amount to talk about on memory. But what else? Okay. And I want to thank you for being such, I would say a good audience, but unfortunately, because it's so many people, we can't interact much. In general, when I do webinars for smaller amounts of people or for my members, it's very interactive. I love for people to talk. I love to hear people. Just when it's a lot of people, unfortunately, there's not enough time to hear everyone. But please be in touch with me. Email me any questions. And I'm happy to answer your questions and be in touch with you. And wish everyone a healthy, new year and Shabbos. And everyone should stay healthy and well, please God.
Rena, thank you again for a wonderful presentation. As we had mentioned, Rena's coming back, I think it's January 12th.
Yeah.
So you'll be getting emails about that. So I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Next week, it's been a long time in coming. Sandy Lev will be coming back to do exercise with us. I know people have been asking, and she finally was able to clear her calendar. So that is on Tuesday. And then Thursday is actually another pre-recorded session. So when you sign up, it will not be live. You'll be able to access it starting on Thursday at any time that you want. And that will be on gluten-free Shabbos. Elaine Bodenheimer presented for us a few weeks ago with gluten-free baking. And that was so popular, she's going to be sharing side dishes and other items that can be made gluten-free. So that is next Thursday. Again, as we close out the secular year, if anybody is able to donate to the Spirit Initiative, it is very, very much appreciated. And we thank everybody who has done that so far. Somebody had asked again about the Spirit Archives. We try to remember to give you the link in every single one of our emails going out. And the archives are, as I said, updated up until I think about a week and a half ago. And they'll be complete with this session probably within the next week or so. And there are filters on it so you can check out different presenters, different topics. So that's an ongoing program, the archives. So I wanna thank everyone again for joining us. Rena, thank you so much for a wonderful, wonderful presentation. And
my
really,
pleasure.
We will never forget it because our memories are gonna be that much better.
And calmer, now your minds are gonna be much calmer so you can remember. There are a few people were asking me for the website. Rep. Steining is going to send out my link with the replay, but I'm just going to say it one more time. It's Rena, R-E-N-A, Yudkowsky, Y-U-D-K-O-W-S-K-Y.com. That's my main website. And if you do that with a slash and remembership, that will get you to the membership page. But if you just get to my website, there's two ways you'll find membership. You can click on either the menu bar or the big banner that says membership. Just a few people have asked.
Someone just commented, they said, you know, we're not up to the time. There's not enough time for more questions. Right now we have dealt with all the questions we have. If anybody wants to ask another question in the chat, we're happy to take it. I haven't seen anything more though. So
someone, we'll wait. Like someone raised her hand. Leah Elias was raising her hand.
Okay, but we're not unmuting anybody. So please just put it into the chat.
Leah, can you just type it into the chat and I'll we'll try to look at it.
Yeah, it should be at the bottom, at least for mine, it's at the bottom of my screen.
Yeah, next to participant, it says chat. You click on that, you can type in a question.
I'd be happy to deal with it if we get the question. But I haven't seen anything and I think probably people really need to probably leave. How does diabetes affect the brain?
Oh, okay. That's a great question. It's a long answer. So let me just say this. There's a lot of research on that, a lot of new research on that, and a lot of new research on how your lifestyle factors can totally, totally control diabetes. So actually they're calling Alzheimer's type 3 diabetes, right? There's type 1 and type 2. And they're calling Alzheimer's type 3 because it very much has to do with how the insulin is processed in the brain and the blood-brain barrier. And it's like a whole complicated situation. But what I want to share is that there is so much hopeful research on how controlling lifestyle factors can really, really help reverse diabetes. So that's exciting stuff. You know, maybe we could talk about that at a later date. I'm actually not an expert in diabetes, but there's a look up Dr. Bredesen, Dr. Dale Bredesen, B-R-E-D-E-S-O-N. He probably talks about that. His book is called The End to Alzheimer's. Dr. Dale Bredesen, B-R-E-D-E-S-O-N. He definitely talks about that. Look him up and see if you can find something on that.
Okay, I think I haven't seen anything else.
Oh, okay, Leah wrote in, you said you were going to give us a way to remember a list of 20 words. That's on the next talk, Leah, come back on January 12th. That's the whole next webinar. It's gonna be really fun and super, super helpful, super fun, super practical. That's the next talk. Stay tuned. Okay. In the meantime, you can join membership.
Okay, everybody, thank you so much for joining us today. Have a great day. Have a good Shabbos. Have a healthy secular new year. It should 2021, we're hoping, will be a much, much better year. And Rena, thank you again so much. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. Take care.
Shabbos.